It's the Sound Kitchen.
Mmm, yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susan Owensby is cooking.
Hello, everyone. Bienvenue and welcome to the Sound Kitchen. How are you on this fine day, the 12th day of October, the 285th day of the year in the Gregorian calendar? Are you well? I do hope so. It's Independence Day in Equatorial Guinea. Are you up on your geography? Equatorial Guinea is on the west coast of Central Africa, and today the citizens are celebrating their independence from Spain, won in 1968. Have a great day, Equatoguineans. Somewhat ironically, it's National Day in Spain, Equatorial Guinea's old colonizer. Today was chosen as National Day because it's the anniversary of Christopher Columbus's first arrival in the Americas, which is observed in many countries throughout the Americas as well. Why on Columbus Day, who was in fact Italian? Well, it was part of a compromise in 1987 between conservatives, who wanted to emphasize the status of the monarchy and Spain's glorious history, and Republicans, who wanted to commemorate Spain's burgeoning democracy with an official holiday. Observing Columbus Day is a bit controversial in many American nations. Many don't exactly see the arrival of the Europeans in the New World, given the plundering, enslavement, and genocides which followed, as such a good thing. Columbus was not gentle with the inhabitants of the islands and nations he stumbled upon, and he didn't discover them. Millions of people already lived there. Columbus, as noted before, was actually an Italian. He was funded by the Spanish crown, by Ferdinand of Aragon and Isabella of Castile, hence the Spanish pride for the Italian explorer. I really like today's Spain, and I adore the Spanish language. In fact, today is even the UN Spanish Language Day. Underneath my voice, you're listening to a Spanish composer I really like, Manuel de Falla. Guitarist Gohar Vadanyan is playing a Spanish dance number one from La Vida Breve. Let's finish it without my voice distracting you. Listen to this opening sequence from De Falla's ballet called The Three-Cornered Hat.
Oh,
Ole! See why I love Spanish culture? Wasn't that wonderful? I hope you really like it, too. I'll play some contemporary French-Spanish music at the end of the show, so don't touch that dial.
Hello, I'm Deva Kamal Hazarika from India. You are listening to The Sound Kitchen, and Susan Owensby is cooking. It's yummy.
Are you ready, my friends? Because it's time for the quiz. On the 7th of September, I asked you a question about a very important forest in Kenya, which is known as the country's water tower. The area stores rain during the wet seasons and pumps it out into 12 different rivers during the dry months. The rivers that flow from the forest are drying up. When the rains in Kenya stop falling, those 12 rivers which stem from the forest are the lifeline for about 10 million people. And as they disappear, so too have Kenya's harvests, its cattle farms, its hydroelectricity, its tea industry, its lakes, and even its famous wildlife parks. Kenyan authorities are trying to remove more than 60,000 illegal settlers from the area. The authorities accuse the illegal settlers of invading the area and cutting down trees to create farmland. Chopping down the tree cover has removed the natural pump, which keeps the ecosystem alive. I asked you to send me the name of the forest which feeds 12 rivers and are the lifeline for approximately 10 million people. The answer is the Mau Forest Complex. The Mau Forest is a forest complex in the Rift Valley of Kenya, which has an area of close to 300,000 hectares. The Mau Forest has been traditionally inhabited by Ogiek people, whose hunter-gatherer lifestyle is sustainable. But then others moved into the forest looking for farming land and cleared the land for settlement. Experts say that since 1973, more than a quarter of the area has suffered from deforestation. The winners of this week's quiz are... Mrs. Anjana Parvin, who's the secretary of the RFI Shetu Listeners Club in Naugaon, Bangladesh. Also from Bangladesh, there's Shuli Khatun from Sirajganj. There are three RFI Listeners Club members on the list this week. Muhammad Nasir from Katsina State, Nigeria. Zenon Tellis from the Christian Marxist-Leninist Maoist Association of Listening DXers in Goa, India. And Ralph Urbanchek from Eselben, Germany. Congratulations, winners. It's Nobel Prize week, and of course, I want you to tell me who won the Peace Prize. I want you to tell me who won and why. I also want you to tell me who won the Literature Prize, both for this year and for last year. Last year, there were some rather severe problems involving the husband of an Academy member, and the vote was put off until this year. So, names and whys, please. Send me the name of this year's Nobel Peace Prize laureate and why the Academy awarded the prize to the winner. Send me the names of the winners of the 2018 and the 2019 Literature Prize and why these authors were chosen by the Academy. You have until the 25th of November to get your answers in. Be sure to tune in on the 30th of November to see if your answer wins a prize. As always, be sure you include your postal address and, if you have one, your RFI Listeners Club membership number. And don't forget to let me know if you are a Miss, a Ms., a Mrs., or a Mr. I don't want to get it wrong.
Send your quiz answers to english.service@rfi.fr. That's english.service@rfi.fr. You can also text your answer to the Sound Kitchen mobile phone. Dial +336 31 12 96 82. That's +336 31 12 96 82. Always include your postal mailing address, and if you have one, your RFI Club membership number.
Hi, I'm Madeline Peru, and you're listening to The Sound Kitchen.
We have two new RFI Listeners Club members to welcome, and one is our very youngest member, proud papa and RFI Listeners Club member, of course. Richard Wasaja from Kampala, Uganda, wants to get his brand new baby off on the right foot, or right ear, I suppose, and asked me to enroll his born in July baby, Zion Peter Kaseka, as a club member. But of course, welcome, baby Zion, and congratulations to Zion's mother and father for their new baby. Getting any sleep, you two? Our other new member is Edward Longan from Juba in South Sudan. Welcome, Edward. If you'd like to be a member of the General RFI Listeners Club, just send an email to english.service@rfi.fr and I'll get you signed up. You'll receive an RFI membership number, which you include with all your quiz entries, and if you win, you'll receive a premium prize. Don't forget, everybody, to take a look at the RFI English Club's Facebook page. Only members of official RFI English clubs can post on it, but everyone can look at it. There are always photos from the clubs of their activities and also of the goings-on in their part of the world. This week, many in India are celebrating Durapurga, and Shivindu Paul from Murshidabad has posted some photos of the very colorful celebrations, as well as info as to what Durapurga is all about. Most interesting and very beautiful. And don't forget, everyone, send me your musical requests. Instead of replaying old shows when I can't cook up something new for you, I'll put your musical requests on. Sound good? Does to me. So to your pens with your music requests. Okay, my friends, it's time to clear the table and wash the dishes. Thanks for joining me in the Sound Kitchen, and keep those cards, letters, emails, and text messages coming. Many thanks to our producing engineer, Erwan Rohm, for putting the show together, and thanks to you for listening. I'll play you out with La Diferencia, the difference, from the French-Spanish group Calle Alegría, which means, literally, Happiness Street. Great name for a group, no? Talk to you next week. I'm Susan Owensby. Be well, do good work, and stay in touch.
C'est pas grave si des gens portent des chapeaux géants surdimensionnés. C'est pas grave si ces gens portent des chapeaux débiles, de la tête aux chevilles, en passant par le nombril, par le nombril, par le nombril, par le nombril. C'est pas grave si des gens font des pas trois fois trop grands, ils sont toujours pressés, jamais assez pour s'excuser. C'est pas grave si ces gens veulent toujours passer devant, rien ne sert de courir, il faut partir à temps. Non m'importa, non m'importa, non m'importa la diferencia. Non m'importa, non m'importa, non m'importa la diferencia. La didiridididi, la didiridididi, la didiridididi la diferencia. La didiridididi, la didiridididi, la didiridididi la diferencia. C'est pas grave si des gens choisissent un toit différent. Non, non conventionné. Comment non, non conventionné. Un tipi, un chapiteau ou un camion aménagé, ils renoncent au confort pour apprécier la liberté. Non m'importa, non m'importa, non m'importa la diferencia. Non m'importa, non m'importa, non m'importa la diferencia. Non m'importa, non m'importa, non m'importa. Non m'importa, non m'importa, non m'importa. Non m'importa, non m'importa, non m'importa la différence. Non m'importa, non m'importa, non m'importa la diferencia. Non m'importa, non m'importa, non m'importa la diferencia. Non m'importa, non m'importa, non m'importa la diferencia. Non m'importa, non m'importa, non m'importa.